Friends, those of you who came for the Christmas Eve Mass here in the parish, you probably saw this spectacle unfold during the preparation of gifts. A man that we have never seen before and we do not know, he came during the preparation of gifts to the back of the church, and he insisted that he be allowed to bring a gift up to the altar and give it to Jesus. The ushers were initially skeptical, but I'm so glad that they were just very accommodative, and one of them even accompanied this man all the way up here along with the preparation, along with the bread and the wine. Now, honestly, as far as I'm concerned, because of all the events in Connecticut and all the stuff that goes on, I was just a little scared. Who knows? You don't need a reason today to harm anybody. So I was just partly worried, where is this going? So he came up and he had a little gift in his hands. It was wrapped in Angry Birds wrapping paper. And he came to me and he was already crying. And he again insisted that I open the gift right then and there. So I did. And the gift was this picture. It was a picture of his brother who had died. And I didn't know when. He didn't tell me when. And he was, at this point, tears just flowing down his cheeks. And so I gave him a hug, perhaps two. And then I took this picture and I put it on the altar right over there. And then I continued with the Mass as usual, partly relieved that we were all safe. That was my first thing. I'm glad that we're all safe. I did not see him later at that Mass, and I haven't seen him since. After the 4:30 Mass and before midnight Mass, I was very intrigued by this event. And I had this strange sense within me that for me, Christmas had already happened. I tend to keep my emotions for the midnight Mass because that's the Mass that you want to. But I had this strange feeling that somehow this event was more meaningful than what I imagined it to be. It was New Year's Eve that I got a call from a woman by the name of Melissa. She was this man's oldest sister. The man who came up to give me the gift, his name is David. And the picture of his brother that he gave me, his name is Jared. Jared died of cancer in May. And since then, David had been grieving, and he'd taken this death so badly that his sister was scared for him. And Melissa told me that she's been praying for her brother. Christmas Eve, he had walked 2 miles to come to church here. By the way, I do not get the impression that either Melissa or David or Jared were Catholic. But he walked 2 miles to come to this church, and why he did not go to any other church between here and downtown or any other place, I do not know. But he finally came and his sister said to me, I'm not sure what happened that night, but David told me that since then he has given his heart to God. And she thanked me profusely. She thanked me profusely. She said, thank you, please give thanks to your community because you did not reject my brother, that you did not stop him from coming and showing him the way to God. When it all finally came together, then what I was experiencing between New Year's Eve Mass and Christmas Mass just all began to make sense. Yes, Christ came to us in the Eucharist. But before Christ came to me and came to this community in the Eucharist, Christ came to us in a stranger. And for me, this Christmas was very special because of David and Jared. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. It's the manifestation of Christ to the whole world. At the first Epiphany, the star led these wise men to the manger. But when they got to the place where the star stopped, what did they see? Nothing spectacular. Just a mother with a child. An ordinary sight. And yet in that ordinary sight, these men had recognized the Savior of the world. They opened their gift. They did him homage. They worshipped. They offered their gift. And then they left. And I'm saying that the Feast of the Epiphany, or the event of the Epiphany, is not some remote event 2,000 years back. God continues to manifest God's self to us today. Listen, Epiphany happens today. God continues to manifest God's self, but it takes wise people to recognize this God. And sometimes God comes not in spectacular ways. Sometimes God comes in a stranger. So today I want to point out three ways in which God continues to manifest God's self. Now, of course, it's not limited by these three things, but there's three things that I want to focus on. First of all, I want to talk about God's Word. Folks, every time I write a homily, part of me is always anxious because I wonder, what will I say the next time when these readings have to be revisited? I always wonder, is this it? Is there more sense to this reading than we already have seen? So I actually went back to what I said for the Feast of the Epiphany 3 years back. That was a pretty good homily. But as I read the readings, something completely new blew me away. And what blew me away was the fact that, listen, Epiphany happens in the here and now. And so after I write homilies after homilies, I sit back and I say, dear God, your word is just so awe-inspiring. You are so awe-inspiring. Thank you for continuing to manifest yourself to me in this word. God's word is the primary way in which God manifests God's self to us. Listen, you and I use words. We know the meaning of words. If we did not speak to one another, people wouldn't know us. And God speaks to us in God's Word. This book, this is my Bible. I got this right after I had my great experience of God when I was 19 years old. When I first had an experience of God, there was this desire, this urge to know God more. And the one place that I went was the scriptures. And I began to read this. If you open my Bible, it's completely marked. Completely. There's all kinds of colors. A multicolored Bible. And after years, it just began to dilapidate and got really in a very bad condition. The pages were falling off and I couldn't use it. Finally, somebody took this and gave me as a Christmas gift. They restored the Bible to me. And for me to get this Bible back was, as it were, God was once more saying to me that God continues to speak to me, to manifest God's self to me. And for me, without knowing the word, there's so much about God that I would miss. So we may take this Bible and we may think it's a book. How can God come to us in a book? But then who thought that God would come to us as a baby? God continues to reveal God's self to us. And so I'm simply saying this, that if the Word of God is not an important part of your spirituality, if God's Word, if the Bible is not an important part of your spiritual life, then probably you are missing an important way in which God manifests God's self to God's people. And the second thing that I want to talk about, in which the second way in which God manifests God's self, is the Eucharist. Folks, who would have ever thought that God would come to us as a human being? Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought that God would come to us as a baby? Who would have ever thought that God would manifest God's love on a cross? Who would have ever imagined that? Who would have ever thought that after the resurrection, that the disciples would encounter Christ in the breaking of bread? Who ever thought that that's the way God was going to manifest God's self? And remember, on that day as well, Christ came as a stranger in the midst of the disciples. And so who would have ever thought that God would continue to manifest God's self to the world in a little piece of bread? Who would have ever thought that little bread, simple bread and humble wine, would become God's enduring presence in the world? We all run the danger of being victims of familiarity. We come for Mass every Sunday, we take this bread in our hands and we consume it. And week after week, when you do this, there is the possibility of we losing the depth of the meaning of this little humble bread. But then, every sacrament, and particularly for us, the Eucharist, God continues to live among us. God continues to manifest God's self to us. Christ continues to give his presence to us. And so let not familiarity destroy the depth and the meaning of what we do week after week. This bread becomes for us the manifestation of God. Now, the third is the community. It's easier, I think, for us to recognize God in bread and God's word, but I think the more complex way in which God reveals God's self to us is the community. When the Magi reached where the star was, all they saw was the mother and a baby. I said to myself, gosh, these men were really wise. How is it possible that they saw just people? They didn't see anything spectacular, so just people, mother and a child. How many times have we seen that? And yet, they were truly wise, because in that mother and in that little baby, they had recognized the salvation of the world. And so, I really want to salute this parish. I want to thank our ushers, for example, who were at the back, who let this man come on up. I'm glad that somebody accompanied him up over here. I'm so glad that we did not turn David away. We walked him to the altar. We did not judge him, we embraced him. And so Christmas happened in more than one way in more than one ways that day. This stranger was one way in which God was manifesting God's self to us. And so, my dear people, here is one thing I'm trying to make us aware of. Listen, the people that we might be inclined to reject, the people that we might be inclined to judge, the people that we might be inclined to hold at a distance, sometimes by doing so, we may miss the manifestation of God to us. The community, the person sitting next to you, stranger in our midst, let us always keep our eyes open to recognize God in the community. Bread, word, people. Word, sacrament, community. The church teaches us that when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, Christ comes to us in three ways. Many of us focus on this because the attention is always here, right? But the church teaches us that God comes to us in three ways every time we gather. Word, sacrament, and the person sitting next to you. Epiphany happens today. If only we can keep our eyes open to recognize Christ. May our celebration of the Eucharist today be truly an experience of the Epiphany. People of God said, Amen.